Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and once again I'm bringing to you another episode of the Kingdom series of the King and Kingdom, our leadership development. We're going to begin episode number 19. We have been working through many different areas of education that you must learn so that it can be said about you that now comes the days of the King, that's you, and the Kingdom of Heaven on earth. Well, that was the original mandate, decree, and edict out of the mouth of God of creation himself that we learned when we read in Genesis 1, 26 through 28. We were blessed, decreed, and words were spoken over us in the womb of God himself before he breathed us into creation. You have to understand, when you become a king, you must learn about words, how they are used to bless or curse, to speak to the now or into the future. They are edicts, that means law. They are decrees, that means law. They are rules established by a king, a lord, a god, for all of society and humanity. And we had been teaching that these words of declaration, of blessings, had been said to humanity through many ways. In one of the ways, it came through a prophet named Isaiah. God was speaking to this man and talking to him about what was to come with him, with humanity, and how the future was coming and what was to happen. So we were working through Isaiah 60. We had been working in the last one, verses 1 through 3, and we're going to pick up now, and I'm going to review those for you. So you can understand how it would say prophecy, speaking words into the future. It might go like this. You can put your hands, if you're a man, on your stomach, on your private parts, and bless the sperm, bless everything to be as God decreed and declared it would be. A woman can speak to her eggs in her ovaries, into her womb. Even as a child, parents can speak this over the child in the womb. Blessings, not curses. Speak, decree, declare. Speak into the future. Speak into the now. Learn the power of words and why speaking is so important. Now, speaking can also be written. Poetry, philosophers, through ancient text, we've always been communicating from the spirit world, but we didn't know it, out to the humanity. Maybe it was through a teacher, a school, poetry, pictures, artwork. Philosophers. People have always been trying to figure out what's wrong with humanity. Why is it not a righteous and loving humanity? How come there's floods, earthquakes, fires, greed, evil hearts, murder, wars? We've been trying to figure it out. And what happens is, I'm teaching you to go back and study ancient philosophies. Study their words that are written down in ancient text. Study, study, study. So here in Isaiah, who was an Old Testament prophet of the King James Bible, and we have to study them. Study other prophets. Study other texts. Study other religions. Study other governmental systems. Learn about decrees. Learn about edicts. Learn about how when the king speaks, who carries it out. I just got the revelation that from the Chinese Empire, where they had eunuchs. They are like the ministering angels, the host of heaven to the King of Heaven. They're basically non-gender spiritual beings. They carry out the words of God, the work of God. And they're more like the eunuchs in the Chinese Empire. Study who humanity. Were we to be the prime ministers, the generals in war? Or were we more to be like the king, the emperor? Study and find out. So let's pick up here in episode number 19. So we can say, now comes the days of the king and the kingdom of heaven on earth, you. All right, we're going to go to Isaiah 60. And I'm going to pick back up in verse 1 and then kind of briefly go through that and then start in verse 3. Verse 60, verse 1. This is God speaking to the prophet Isaiah. Go study Isaiah. Go study the Bible. Go study all religious texts and prophets. Arise, shine. Who's he talking to? This God is talking to Isaiah. But he's speaking beyond Isaiah to all of humanity, even to a child that was going to be coming, named the Christ. But first, he has to speak. Arise. That means get up out of the dirt off of your face, off of your knees. Stand tall. Stand like a lion. Stand and shine. For your light is come. That means we didn't have light at first, and we had to get some. And the glory of the Lord is risen, has come upon you. That has happened to Pastor Deb. I have stood up spiritually, and God's light has come upon me. Verse 2. For behold, the darkness, that means ignorance, confusion, all kinds of wickedness, evil, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, shall cover the earth, even in the second heaven, the clouds, the winds, gravity, the earth itself, earthquakes, volcanoes, floods, storms, and gross darkness, that means very, very, very dark grossness, the people. The people's hearts, their souls, and their spirits are covered in gross darkness. That's right, ignorance, confusion. They don't know what in the world they're doing. But the Lord, that means the owner, shall arise upon you. The owner of what? Of humanity? Of the earth? The owner of the light? Good question. And his glory shall be seen upon you. This God is speaking to Isaiah that something is coming to you, to shine out of you and upon you, because the people and all the earth are in darkness. That's right. You're wondering what's going on in the world today? Why people believe what they do and what they say and what they do? Gross darkness covers them. Now to verse 3. And the Gentiles, now who are they? They are the non-Jewish believers in this God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Noah. The God of the Garden of Eden. Shall come to your light. Pastor Deborah had to learn I had to get a light. Not only for myself, but to shine out of me like a light bulb for other people. Sort of the best way I can explain it is a light. If you get a diamond, a pyramid in the shape of a diamond, or if the diamond or glass, you shine white light into it, and out comes the colors of the rainbow. I am a vessel that God's light can shine out of. And it's saying this light that's shining out of me will draw the Gentiles to it. I am a vessel that the light comes to, comes through, and out of. God is trying to reach with his light through me to all the people on the planet who are in gross darkness. And kings. Well, who are the kings? There are human kings. That's all of humanity. To the brightness of your rising. He's predicting right there that humanity is a king, a ruler. We kind of all know it. We're supposed to dominate different things, whether it be food or business or good works. A king is a ruler that's ruled by laws for a kingdom. To the brightness of your rising. Who's rising? The light in me is rising. But it also raises me up. But I can't get confused that it's me. I'm a vessel that the light shines to and out of. Sort of another way of looking at it is like the light bulb. And what happens is electricity, light, comes to the light bulb that's hooked into a socket. There's wires in there and there's a glass bulb around it. The electricity carrying the light, the electrons, hits the wires and shines out. The light bulb is a carrier, but it's not the light. So you have to learn that. Verse number 4. Lift up your eyes all around about and see it. So God is speaking to humanity, and he's speaking to me and to you. Look up. Get your eyes out of the darkness, out of the dirt. Look up, maybe like up to the stars, to the moon, to the sky. Lift up your eyes all around you and see. You can see God's light in nature, in the sun, in the stars. You can see it in dreams, visions, artwork, poetry, statues. Now you can see it in movies, cartoons, books. All they gather themselves together. Everybody is looking, whether you know it or not. They will come to you. They'll come to the light that's in you. Don't you ever think they're coming to you, to your physical body, to your sexy looks, to all of your posts, unlike they're coming to the light that's shining out of you. Your sons, that means those who you have given birth to spiritually, shall come from afar. This is God speaking to Isaiah. And your daughter shall be nursed at your side. He is saying about himself that his sons and his daughters will come to this light that's in you, shining out. Through your leadership, through your words, through your teachings. And they will be at his side, the Father's side. Verse number 5. Then you shall see, O Isaiah, all of humanity, this flowing together of us. And your heart shall be in respect and fear. And it shall grow and be enlarged by seeing this great work of mine. Because the abundance of the sea, what's that? The Spirit, shall be converted unto you. And the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto you. What does the forces mean? The power. The multitudes, the armies, they shall come unto this light. But Isaiah is being told, speak, decree, declare, write down what I'm telling you. Speak into the future. Speak now to the people, speak into the future. And I want to stop right there so you can see how important speaking is. God is trying to teach us that he looks beyond the now to the far future. He speaks for now and the future. Go study. Learn about leadership, your kingship. Learn that you are probably right now in gross darkness and need to come to the light. Maybe in somebody else. Maybe he'll come in your dreams. So that you can be enlightened to be the king and the leader that you were always meant to be here on the planet Earth, spiritually. And then help others be set free. All right, I'll talk to you in the next episode of the King and Kingdom series, our leadership development. And this has been episode number 19. We've been working through Isaiah 60. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.